Hello everyone, thank you for your patience. Welcome to the FY24 AOT Marketing Cooperative Program. We're doing a little bit of a switch up here for you guys. I have to, like, in the past, typically it's a webinar, because there is Destinations International happening at the time that we had scheduled the original webinar. We had Lori Pappas from Flagstaff actually said, please move it, could we move it? So we moved it to GCOTS, and thank you so much for coming to this session. But we're also doing a webinar at the same time. So this is either going to be fantastic for you guys, it'll be good, or we'll find you. So I'm going to get started here. Just a reminder that the session is open to destination marketing organizations, tribes, and statewide tourism associations only. So you guys are open to this, so you are in the right place. Okay, we also have, and this deck will be posted at tourism.ac.gov. That's a QR code that actually works and will take you to the right place. So all of the information that is in this presentation will also be there. There will also be the selection sheet. There will be the guidelines, application, and affidavit. It will take 24 hours, but the video recording of this session will also be available. So, all right, last thing for those who are joining us by phone, hopefully you can hear us. If you have questions, please submit them in the Q&A, not the chat, Q&A. So, all right, ladies, let's get the party started.
All right, so thank you guys so much for joining us today. So far so good. The tech check has been pretty good. So if you have any issues, so today we have a whole bunch of people. Today we're going to talk to you about our cooperative marketing program, and we'll just do a quick introduction. I'm going to have them introduce themselves. I'll start off. I am Carrie Bieber, the media director at Off Madison F.
I'm Lizzie Lowy, the director of client services.
Hi, I'm Chris Scheid, media.
JB Dare, AOT.
Jessica Rennington, AOT.
Brittany Augustine, AOT.
Colleen Floyd,
project. Okay, so we're really excited today to talk to you about the cooperative program. This is going to serve as our sneak peek and our actual webinar. So if you in the room have questions, just hold them till the end and we'll make sure we have some time to get through all of that for you. If you're on the phone, Q&A box. So what is the purpose? So many of you have done this program with us before, many of you have not. So what is the actual purpose of this program? The purpose of the program is that the Arizona Office of Tourism is committed to supporting statewide tourism and making sure that we get visitors all across, whether that is a rural area, a tribal nation, a regional partnership, we are there for you. We know that all communities are made up differently and they have different struggles and different budgets. So our job is to make sure that we provide access to marketing opportunities, to research, branding opportunities, and tools to help all of you be successful in your tourism ventures. The goals for the FY24 strategic plan are increased visitation, increased return visitation, and increase our visitor spending. Our objectives are to drive overnight visitation, create cohesive messages, so we're telling an Arizona story together, and to secure partnerships and opportunities that benefit all communities. So we're gonna go over some of the nitty-gritty program details, so just bear with us on this part. The net rate and billing information here, this program allows you to get a one-to-one dollar match up to $50,000 from AOT. That means if you have a budget of $20,000, you can actually spend $40,000 because AOT is going to pitch in and pay $20,000 for your marketing plan. One benefit, I guess you'd say, of COVID is we actually got to up the spend to $75,000 match. You're back down to 50, but that's still a really significant amount of a lot for a lot of our communities. Participants do work directly with the publishers, and AOT is there to assist but not run your program. If you have questions on how to do that, we're here to help you. We do have an online selection form. Many of you have used it in the past. It is going to be more like that shopping cart where you can go in on the website, review the opportunities that are available to you, create your own budget, and then submit them to us. Last thing here is this program is a little bit different. We really rely on your selections. So we don't actually know what the plan is going to look like yet. We have lots of options for you, but once we get all of your submissions, we go through and put all the puzzle pieces together. And that's when we know what that final contribution amount will be. Because of the way the program works, once you submitted and locked in and been approved, we really can't make a lot of changes because we've decided that that is the total budget. And then we'd have, it's a big, huge process to go get more money. All right, I'm handing it over to Jane.
Okay, so the program details here are the something that you guys are familiar with. If you've gone through it, it's slightly painful, but there is a requirement for the DMO or your DMO affidavit. So what the affidavit essentially does is it tells us as AOT that you are the designated DMO for your destination. Once you file that, and this is all in the guidelines too, so we have simplified it with a Google Doc, but once you file that, you don't need to change it again unless status changes. Like for instance, your chamber, the city takes back the DMO destination status. So you're good. So once you're there, you're there. The application is also in the past, you may remember, you need to print it out, fill it out, add it, pass it back to us. Just like last year, we started with a Google Doc where it says signature, just type your name, it's fine. And so you will need to, you're gonna turn your application in at the deadline, along with your selection sheet. The affidavit does not have to be, if you have to, either your status has changed or you're new to the program. You don't have to submit it till September 1st, but you have to have what's called an action by the, oh my gosh, I can't remember it. We'll get to it later. But you have to have an action which says that whoever is authorizing you to be the DMO, there's some kind of proof. It's not you saying, for the DMO, but we'll get to that later. And we'll get to the deadlines, which doesn't mean to not remember. Oh, it's right here. And that's already passed. So never mind. September 1st, and then the action will be by July 1st. If you're not there yet, if you're like, we've never done this before, it's like, we'll work again. Next. Okay. All right. So something amazing happened. We were always the rural co-op program, right? Well, now we're just the AOT cooperative marketing program. As we mentioned, we're back down to $50,000. It is what it is. The closing date for submission of the selection sheet and the application is July 24th. So you've got a little extra time because we pushed the webinar out. I already mentioned this. You do not have to submit another affidavit. You've already done it. You still have status. Those who are, okay, affidavit. Okay, so this was the big change. So how many people do we have from Maricopa County here? Okay. How many people do we have from Pima County? Okay. Maricopa, you still can't participate unless you're a tribe, but Pima County, you're in now. So when you read the guidelines, the way that we wrote it is that any county that has under less than 3 million residents, as defined by the census, can now participate in the program. So come on, Pima County, we're waiting for you. Okay. All right, and now, are you eligible? So I'm not gonna bore you with the details because it's a lot. So again, DMOs, regional partnerships, statewide tourism associations. If you don't know what any of that means, read the guidelines. It's all there. The only other thing here that is important is if you're coming into the program, you're new to it, you must have a website because you have to drive people somewhere. You also have to have a collateral piece. We have required now that you have to have some kind of social media presence. Now that could be you buying it through the program, that could be you having your own channels, but social media is here, so, okay?
All right, so now we've gone through all of that. So you should know whether you're eligible or not, but now the question you should ask yourself is, am I ready? And what does that mean? We always recommend that any destination take a second and assess where you are in your tourism visitor journey. Do you have product? Do you have a brand? Do you have a voice? Do you have content? And figure out where you are. And because there's no wrong place to start, you just want to start at the right place for your destination. And that could be different than any other destination. A lot of you took this advice last year and started with like a local first branding program, created a new website, set up your social, and all those pieces that really are the building blocks. So really just assess where you are before you go in to create your plan. So we always recommend a walk, crawl, walk, run approach as well. So same thing, kind of taking a little bit further. Do you need research first to figure out who your visitor is? Or do you need to know where to go next? Or what do you need to work with your town or your council to figure out what that economic structure looks like and what your actual product is that you want to bring people to see when they visit your destination? So again, kind of working through this plan to make sure that you are doing the right thing for your destination where you are right now. How to be successful in this program. This program can be really confusing. It doesn't have to be, so we're here to help you. The rules and engagement are important though. So remember, AOT is matching you dollar for dollar. They're invested in you. So there are a few things that we ask in return. The first thing is we really need you to provide your necessary assets that you need. So if you need help creating assets or content, make sure you have that figured out before you sign up for programs or let us know that you need help ahead of time. You're going to be signing contracts with your publishers and executing your actual program with them. You want to communicate any issues or challenges or changes to us ahead of time so that we can work on the AOT side to make that same change. So AOT is not paying half and you're not moving stuff later. Again, work directly with publishers on billing in a really timely manner. And then just make sure that you pay attention to all the components that are required. For future eligibility, you know, if we start to see problems, we'll help you to the absolute best of our ability, but make sure you're doing your part as well, because we certainly won't be doing ours. So here's a little guide. It's not very big, so you can look at it whenever you get the actual webinar recording, but this is just a quick, easy cheat sheet of like, okay, I've submitted my submission, what the heck do I do next? Step-by-step guide of what will you need to do to take you through success for this program, all the way from submitting, implementing, getting reporting from the people that you're working with, and making sure that this is successful for you. Program effectiveness, just a couple little tips. If you do work with any of our research publishers and partners, they will provide you with reporting. Make sure you really take that into account and that, you know, use that for the purpose that it's for. You should also work with any publishers or other tools that you decide to work with, and they should be providing you reporting along the way, whether that's a campaign wrap-up, whether it's monthly, whatever that cadence is that you work out with yourself and the publisher, they should be providing you reporting. Make sure you're getting it. And then due, again, to the specific nature, it's really difficult if we don't know to make changes, so please let us know ahead of time. This is a really quick submission checklist. So it's a good resource to go back to when you're getting ready to submit your form. Go through this and make sure that you've covered your affidavit, that you know whether you're eligible and that you've done all the pieces needed to be added to the program and to be able to submit your program for us. All right, so now we're gonna do some fun stuff. So every year, we always do an annual survey to our co-op participants to really make sure that we're on track and that we vet and provide you with opportunities that make sense for what you need and what you want. So we're gonna take a couple seconds to look at that annual co-op survey from this past year. So one, we did have 27 completed responses. We usually have about 33 to 35 participants, so not bad return. Whenever we asked kind of what challenges do you need help with, it came back with additional reach, quality ads, leveraging ads on a limited budget is a big one. Channels with the greatest ROI. They want options to cover the whole year, not just like a month or two, 6 months, and then some strategy and development as well. So the top DMOs, the top cities that DMOs are marketing in are Greater Phoenix, Southern California, Tucson, and the most written in was Las Vegas. So we will have opportunities for each of these markets as well, and you can share it with AOT or with your other participants. The top audiences that are niche audiences that were of interest are outdoor enthusiasts, the family and multi-generational travelers, workcation or remote workers, and eco-conscious travelers. And then when we asked about specific initiatives that AOT has and that we will be marketing to this year, we looked at what the top ones were for all of you. And Appreciate AZ, Sustainability and Responsible Travelers was the top at 68%. Arizona Align was at 64%. And then our sports travel was 32%. So keep these things in mind whenever you're looking at opportunities and when you might think about what new content I want to create. If you fall or have offerings within these, it might be a good thing to know. We will also be supporting it on the AOT side. All right, now we're going to dig into the FY24 program. I'm going to hand it over to Chris.
Hello. So just a reminder, the co-op marketing opportunities are, again, they're offered to support your existing marketing plan. So there's the AOT match, there's what you're putting into the co-op, and then there's your annual plan. So they all work together to give you the strategic annual plan. The FY24 program overview, just a reminder, our targeting is Arizona in regional markets and international. The timing, they start from September 1st, running through the end of August next year. So you'll see a lot of annual publications that are going to come out next May, next August. We're in those now so that they're just part of this year's program. And then the audience are adults 35 to 64, the household income of 50 plus with an emphasis on 75 plus. And the target are the AOT high value personas, which we'll get into next. So just a quick reminder on who our personas are. We really target people that are natural history lovers. We target people that want self-care seeking. We have a category for foodies without pretense. We love the luxury travelers. And then we really love the wild bunch, families, kids, activities. And then looking at some of the updates for this year. So again, the partner budget, the maximum is $50,000 the AOT will match. We've added a whole new section. It's called a custom product section. And we'll get into this a little bit more in a couple slides, but what it is, it's designed to assist you with any other marketing services that you might be doing. There's a maximum match of 5,000, but if you needed brochures printed or travel things, or you know, you've got a friend that does web development, those things could fall into here. And AOT will match it at $5,000. Under our offerings, our digital vendors and our out-of-home vendors have been sorted by offering this year. Historically, we've done it alphabetically by the vendor's name. So there'll be a section of connected TV buys like all together. So things will be a little bit easier to find, we feel. And then in accordance with the program guidelines, AOT does require that their brand mark accompany your logos on all placements where there's room. So there's a few banner ads that there's not always room, but most of our correspondents, there's room for.
Don't put it on your mobile app.
Yeah.
Then it's just logo palooza.
Yeah. Thank you. Large ones. And then approval of any new creative does need to get run by Jamie and AOT in order to get the matching funds. And with that, I will pass it over to Brittany Augustine, the Director of Research at AOT.
So let's get into some of our offerings. So we're really big on strategy and making sure that we use research as a basis. We're going to be offering economic impact reports to the revenue, as well as mobile location data during the year.
So sit back to me. We also have a lot of opportunities. You know, if you're in that space where you're really needing to develop a strategy, develop a brand, create some visuals before you start marketing, we are offering branding and marketing strategy offerings. One of those is, I'm going to read through them first, and then I'm going to go back to the first one. So one of them will be the Propagio Planning Group again. Local First will be a partner again as well with a couple of different offerings. Madden Media will also be an offering, and there will be some Stack and SEO options as well. But I do want to hand it on over to Colleen with Propagio Group to talk to us a little bit more.
All right, excellent. So the Propagio Strategic Planning Flow Board is sort of one of those foundational pieces that AOT is awesome enough to offer. What that is it sets a lot of clarity and focus for your work. And so your strategic plan comes before your marketing plan, before your destination development plan. So it helps you set goals. It also helps keep you focused when, I don't know how many of you are always, you know, getting those like, oh, we should do this, we should chase this. It helps keep everything very clear, very focused, and really effective. So the way it works, actually, can you go back one back on the slide? All right, so you'll be part of a graduating class, essentially a cohort. So we start together, we do an orientation where all of the destinations get together and we talk about what we're gonna go through. So then we do a stakeholder survey. So that's just one piece of foundational research. We found that strategic plans really stick and have lasting power when you talk to the people who care about tourism and your community. So that's residents, hoteliers, anyone who really has a vested interest. So you'll know that, and you can also use the research that Brittany provided as this really strong foundation. So once you have the data to which the base is the strategic plan on, then you go into a planning group. So then you go through guided sessions with us where we help you set up all the elements of a really solid plan. You go to the next. So we'll have you set a vision for your destination. What do you want it to look like? A mission for your organization. What's your role in creating that vision of the future? And then the position. What's unique about your destination? What do you deliver that is unlike anything else that anyone offers? Maybe other people have it, but maybe they don't do it quite like you do. And then here's where it gets the rubber meets the road, the areas of focus. We can't do it all. What are the three things that we're really going to focus on and make happen over the next few years? And then what are the steps we're going to take to actually accomplish that? Am I missing anything? No. And how do we measure success? What gets measured gets done. So you'll go through all that process. And then at the end of the program, we all come back together with a bunch of, with all of the communities. And we get to talk about, all right, now you have your plan. Let's talk about implementation best practices. And Propagio is always there to ask questions and be there for you as you go through this whole process. Oh, and in the end, you get a one-page strategic plan, which I think Jamie pointed out in another session, it's not 30 pages, it doesn't take a lot of time to read, and what's really important about it is it's focused, and it's clear, and when somebody, an elected official, or a stakeholder says, oh, well, why don't we do this, and point to the strategy, say how it's really firmly rooted in your stakeholders' input, and changes to it, you should have a really good reason. This was done with the community in mind.
Thank you. So another one of our branding opportunities that we'd like to touch on is Local First Arizona, and they have been a partner for several years with the co-op program, and they're really there to help communities with branding, their visual marketing tools, logo and brand standards, and they will also help you create community profiles. There is a website where they house all these community profiles if you want to check it out and see what they can do. But again, really strongly recommend that you check them out if you do need some branding support. We will also have content development options, and that will include Madden Media, Herman Global, Casual Astronaut, Band Bingo, again with the passports and offerings from there. And then we also have Go Travel Sites as well as a content development offering if you need support in helping create the additional content. Now we're going to go through some of the additional opportunities that aren't really media opportunities, but still really, really valuable. So we are going to be offering CrowdEarth again this year, which again, if many of you know them and have worked with them before, can really help you with that user-generated content and social and helping you out with that space in an organic social space. New for this year, something we want to touch on is a new tool for all of you. This is Hype Otter, and this is if you are working with influencers or social media content creators and you want to kind of vet new people. This is a tool that AOC has and uses that they will allow you all to use for free. You should add it just in case. So that you can get some reporting and look into some of these tools and get some feedback before you decide to work with a content creator. We will also be doing the autism certification as well for each of our destinations that would like to take part in that as well. And Jenny.
Okay. The Arizona Visitor Center program has been available for a couple of years through AOT. If you guys have participated in the past, you probably are very familiar with Alex Ridgway. She manages that. The ABIC materials and resources are available to ensure that you have the ability to provide a great customer experience with and visitors with information. The program also offers different ways of branding, including uniforms. So there is, we do offer for the first time that you're within the ABIC program, we do match that. Then after that, it's just a continuing cost. It's not very expensive, but if anybody has any questions about that, I would absolutely recommend that you consider the ABIC program.
Okay.
Oh, translation service. We translate. We will help you translate so that you can speak to all kinds of audiences. They're all there. The translation materials can include brochures, website content, ads, restaurant menus. Custom quotes will be provided to fit your needs. What that means is if you were in the previous session, we had our reps from multiple countries. As part of your contracts, they also do translation services for us. So that is available to you.
Which is new this year, which is awesome. Okay, so now we're gonna dive into the actual media and advertising opportunities. So overall, just the advertising strategy for this program, we really wanna target those potential Arizona visitors. We want to make sure that they're getting to your destinations and increase that visitation so we can support our communities, tribal lands, and regional partnerships across the state. We have focused media opportunities to work together holistically to, you know, this whole rising tides, we all work together. We want to elevate Arizona as a whole, and by doing that, we want to showcase all of you. We want to provide affordable options that help you meet your goals and then provide you with additional strategic tools to make that happen. This is just an example of a holistic media plan. And just making sure that you're taking a look at getting new visitors and really kind of continuing to talk to people who have visited you or using the people in your communities to reach out to people they know and really how to kind of layer that in when you're creating your media plan. I'm going to talk about digital media. So specifically for digital media, we have a lot of offerings that can get a little confusing. I do recommend that when you go into the selection sheet and you take some time to read through the offerings and what is there. We will have email, digital banners, e-newsletters, programmatic buys. There will be CTV, video, and streaming audio opportunities as well. And really all of these are very, very targeted based on geo and audience and whatever you need. Most of these, you can determine what your targeting is. So I know we showed before what kind of the AOT targeting is and what we will be supporting that should mostly align. But if you have specific targets, you can work with that with your publishers to target your specific audience. We also will have native advertising opportunities that kind of have that look and feel of the site or the article that they're reading. We'll have, again, connected TV and streaming audio as well. I'm going to hand it to Chris.
Thank you. So print still remains a very valuable medium for a lot of people. Consumers trust what they see in print. So we do have a number of print offerings this year. Many are the same as last year. There are some new ones, but we have publications that include in-state, there's drive markets, target markets, travel-focused publications, annual travel guides. So take a look through those. Those are sorted alphabetical by the publication name. And then billboards. Billboards obviously are a great way to draw brand awareness. Everyone sees them. They're 24/7. We will have offerings in airports this year. We will have them on expressways. We've added gas station ads, and we've added digital out of home, which is the new buzzword that, you know, most out of home publishers are talking about. It's basically very simple. It's a programmatic way to buy impression-based digital screens. So you're not going to go into Chicago and say, I want that board, I want that board, I want that board. It's going to give you, you know, a couple million impressions throughout all of the boards. It's really a great way to just do it quickly and easily. And the gas station ads, they will offer either static posters or a 15-second TV spot if you've got one. And then earlier I'd mentioned the new page, which is custom products. Again, the match on this will be up to $5,000. So if you have three or four different vendors that are $1,000 each, you can add all of them into. It's just a box. It's a free form field. So you would add in, you know, the vendor's name, what the service is, and what the dollar amount is. And at the end, it just has to add up to no more than $5,000. Services would include graphic design, asset creation, printing, translation, if it's outside of what we already covered with that, website and video production.
If you do have questions about this particular section, or if you want to submit something and ask if it is eligible, then let us know ahead of time and we're happy to give you that feedback.
Yep, thank you. And then with that, we'll turn it over to Trade and Media for Jessica.
Great, thank you. The Trade and Media team will continue to offer participation opportunities for both national and international trade and media initiatives. And currently, we've identified the following offers this year, which span in the US, Mexico, Germany, and UK. I should share that if any opportunities come up during the year, we can add them, such as if we hypothetically have a new market and we plan a new sales mission, we'll keep you posted. All right. So the first one is trade and media offerings in the US. So we have the 25th American Indian Tourism Conference that will be taking place in Oklahoma in October. We also have Go West Summit, which will be in February of 2024 in Lake Tahoe. And we also have US Travel Association's IPW. I should share that the space is limited at AOT's booth. So if you're interested in that, please reach out to us soon. Trade and media offerings that we currently have in Europe. We have the Brand USA Travel Week in UK and Europe, which is in London in October. And that's self-registration. Hopefully, if you have already registered for that show, because I believe it is sold out. We do have plans for a German trade mission in November of this year. And then we are also going to participate in ITV Berlin of March next year. And then finally, the trade and media offerings we have in Mexico. We are planning to do a Mexico trade and media sales mission in April of next year. And we're tentatively looking at targeting Mexico City and Monterrey, Mexico. And I think that's it. Thank you.
Great. So a little bit on the website. This is what the online selection form looks like when you go to first log in. The address is still aotruralmarketing.com. We might change that next year. We're not sure how that's going to go, but for now it's still called aotruralmarketing.com. You'll go in and you'll create an account if you don't have one. You'll select your password. Please write it down. That's helpful. You'll create a team. There are teams pre-filled in there, and the team is really just your DMO name or your affiliate name. And then you'll set your budget. And then once you're logged in, you'll create your password. It's going to send you a link back to your email. Let us know if you have any problems getting that. It does take a few minutes, so be patient with that. And I do recommend that you watch the how-to video once you're in there, because it really details everything very simply on how to go through this process. Then you'll go and you'll make your selections, and then you'll submit it for approval.
I will say if you have a question of why is there a team, it's because many of you have board members or have more than one person that might be looking at offerings. You can join the same team and look at things together.
before you submit. So it's a way to kind of help you get more people involved in the decision you're making if you need for your marketing team.
Then once you're logged in and you go to make your selections, this is the form that you'll see. So over on the left, there's a new button this year. You can select your program year. So you can go to FY23 and see what you chose last year to kind of remind you, oh, I really like this program. Oh, this one, you know, maybe I needed to change it up. And then you have to go into 24 to actually select new programs. It goes on the bottom, you know, it starts with digital and then print, billboards. There's the additional offerings, which is where the Caraggio Group and Banwango, and those are also the trade and media are listed under there. Then next is the custom products that we talked about. And then you'll be able to review and submit. And the whole time you're in any of these, this little menu over to the right will show you exactly what you've already selected. If you're like, oh, I only have a budget of 30,000 and I'm already up to 40,000, you can quickly look and say, maybe I can cancel this one. You can cancel it right there. So, and it just keeps tab for you. It's really nice. And then just some tips and tricks. If you participated last year, you will already have an account. You will have your password. So you can just log right in. If you need help logging in, please email myself or Carrie. There's emails on here at the media inquiry, and we can send you a link to get you if you get locked out. If you're new, you'll need to create a new login and password to save your selections. When you're going through it, save it often, just so that you don't lose things or lose track of things. If something, the site might jiggle a little. And again, your running total will tally along the right side. Something new this year also is you can make multiple offerings per publisher. So if you wanted the December issue and the January issue, sometimes that wasn't so easy in the past. Now it really is. You can either click multiple ones. If it's an annual and you want to put two ads in it, you'll select it once, add it to your plan, and then click add to buy. And then you repeat these steps to add. Maybe you want two ads in there. Maybe you want three ads because you want to advertise for yourself and one of your local events or something. So that's a new added. And then just again, what Carrie said, make sure you read the selections. There's a lot of detail here. There's over 105 selections to choose from. We've done our best to narrow it down so that it's manageable, but understandable and makes sense to what you're purchasing. And I think the last reminder that the maximum budget AOT will match is $50,000.
Never said
we might say that a few more times. And then I'm going to pass it over to Jamie.
Hey, I am freezing up here. So if my teeth start chattering, it's not nerves. Okay. Final reminder, again, you can find the forms here. You can also use the QR code and both go to the right place. The application and selection sheet are due by July 24th at 5 p.m. If for some reason something happens, and it cannot be the dog ate my computer, if something happens, just let me know ahead of time. Okay, this is really important because I get tons of people like, when is it coming up? When is it coming up? You're going to have your final selections, like your approved selections, by August. That is how we have the entire month to get that to you. But the other thing too that is cool about the selection sheet is you actually get kind of a printed receipt at the end. Doesn't guarantee you're getting all of that stuff, but you do have something that you have an idea of what you want. Let's see. Oh, yes. Due to the specific nature of the cooperative marketing program, once opportunities are approved, no changes or cancellations are allowed without the approval of AOD. Also, we always have to say this. We actually did a room there. All selections are not finalized until the AOT marketing budget is approved by whomever. So it normally is, but I always have to say that. So. Okay, I'm starting to warm up. Okay. All right, the next thing we have, okay. If you all are sitting here and you're like, this all sounds great, but what the hell is programmatic? Or I don't know what to do, there's so much. I highly suggest that you reach out to these lovely ladies because this is exactly what they do for a living, because that's what I do when they send me over stuff. So please, the office hours are there. If you also get tourism Tuesday, sorry,
our newsletter, which is on Tuesday, which comes out on Tuesdays. This information will also be there. Shameless plug, if you're not presently getting the newsletter, I strongly suggest that you do. It's pretty easy. If you go to our government site, which is tourism.az.gov, it's also right there. Scroll down, you'll see the sign up for the newsletter. There's a lot of great information in there. There's also industry updates. There's also community profiles. So if you want to get your community profiles, please send that to us. And so down below, it says schedule your, so for your media inquiries off Madison Avenue, that's these guys. Any questions, please contact them. They're great. The office hours on the media when they're available, it's pretty much 9 to 5. So not like your college professors. Okay. All right. I guess at this point, we are entertaining questions. We did such a fantastic job.
Is there any chance for us to spend some of that money on like influencers? You said there's some availability on that.
There is, if that's what you want to submit for your custom program, yeah, just suggest that you put it in there, and then that can also pair nicely with either Crowder or Highlighter or.
Yeah, you want to use those reports because they're free, and you'll find out what kind of influence you're buying.
Exactly. Question.
Madam.
If we want to utilize like every last penny, obviously a lot of those selections will add up nicely to that 50. So, and this kind of happened to us last year. If we make a selection that where it goes over the budget, like how does that work? Will you still go ahead and chip in up to the 50?
Yes.
And it'll cover whatever came. I don't know like how would you pick which election gets to that partial. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So the question is for our peeps on the phone, if you, it's really hard to get exactly 50K, right? So what do we do in that instance? What will AMC do? And I would say we would definitely look at it on a case-by-case basis. If there have been times where we've asked for someone if they have like maybe 3 insertions, we cut them down to 2, or you know, if it's a program that really can't be, then we offer suggestions on where to shift and move things around. There have been a few instances where it's been like $90 and AOP just got an additional $90. But we also have to make sure that still fits in with their total budget. And so that's kind of, we'll have to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
Katie Hobbs will call you personally.
Yes. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
On the publishers, do you see any issues or anything you should reserve for questions too? We're looking at our products and we have a question on the books.
If you're a publisher and you have a question, you can reach out to Kristen.
Okay.
Sure. And then I just
have a question is, we received the DEI grant for the new one that we launched last year. Are we eligible to use the co-op?
No, these are two absolutely separate programs, and you cannot use co-op funds to do the DEI grant.
Why?
Why, if you have a separate budget, you could, as long as your monies don't mingle and you're not using it on the same marketing efforts, the same program, then you can, but they have to be completely separate.
Yeah, because it's the stealing from Peter to pay Paul thing. So, like, let's say that you do something through the DEI grant, it cannot prove it. And you're like, yeah, this works really well. I really liked this. If that opportunity is available in a rural co-op, you can expand on it. Like you would say, I want to do these markets, or I want to, you can expand what you've done. You just can't do the same thing because you can't say, I'm going to take this money, I'm going to apply this money. It's going to be great because they really are, those DEI grants are federal. The rural co-op is state.
Yeah. And just as a heads up on that too, if you are going to expand, you still have to provide an invoicing and reporting separately for the grant that cannot have any portion of co-op in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's my thing. Again, if you have more questions, we can talk about it later too. Anything else? A collateral piece that's quite a variety of collateral, but that could be any sort of like printed brochures, it could be pamphlets, it could be maps, it could be really anything like that that you need for like an actual piece. Yes.
So in the custom, I seen that you had $5,000 for brochure, and then I see the custom. That was for video content. Is that separate?
That is separate, yes.
So you can put one portion over here and then one over here.
Yes.
If you're trying to get
okay. Yeah, and we decided actually, you guys, you have $5,000 of funding money because we do get questions like, do we want to do this? I need new signage, and but you don't have it. And so, well, you're the only one who's actually asking for signage. So what we just decided this year is we'll give you some play money. Of course, has to follow the different parameters of tourism and helping you expand that product. So just remember, it's not $2,500 you, $2,500 us. It's $5,000 you, $5,000 us. Okay. Yes. Because that is confusing. Even people in our office are like, what does that mean?
just be clear about that. That's 45. If you or 40, I mean, how does that play with the 50,000?
It's just part of it.
It's part of it.
Yeah. So it's just totaling. It's just adding. So you'll see kind of the net side, which is what you owe, and then essentially we put in for the other up to anybody. Everybody gets an A.
Still with social media, if you need something, you have someone that you want to use the social media as a customized package.
If there's anything that's not an actual offering and you is going to support your initiative, you can submit it to me. If you have a question on specifics, send it to us and we can look at that specific offering and we'll let you know whether it's applicable. Because this is like she kind of said, it's kind of funny money, but it still has to support the overarching goal. So we can talk to you specifically about each one.
Okay. I think you ladies are wonderful.
I will also say we love feedback.
This is your program. Be nice.
The way you deliver it, I'll even take that feedback as long as you deliver it nicely. Okay. But we want to hear from you. If you have suggestions, if you have ideas, bring them to us. We're happy to interview you.
Is there ever an opportunity to go back to $75,000?
Maybe. Hopefully it doesn't take another pandemic. We'll have to have another pandemic.
Pick your poison.
Feel guilty about living for it?
Yeah. Just tell your legislators now. AFT does a really good job. I'm not supposed to say that, by the way. So guys, really quickly, for Brittany, our research person, she got to say her thing, but she really didn't get to say her thing. So bear with us for like a minute. All right, go.
It'll be quick. So I just wanted to give you guys a little more detail on the echo of the offering. So we have an economic impact report from Dean Ryan. And it's really good because when you get your travel spending, the jobs, the tax revenue, and you'll be able to break it out in accommodation types, day travel, and retail, and so much more. So you really get a chance to understand what your visitor is actually spending money on to be able to drive your marketing. And then our other one is mobile location data. And that one, you're going to get a dashboard, and you're going to be able to see pretty much whatever you want, where people are visiting, and kind of where your hotspots are. I do want to include that with our Team Oregon Impacts report, we do get that on a state level and on a regional level, and that's on our website at tourism.az.gov. So if you guys wanted to, you can go on the website and look at your region. You can also combine that with, you know, if you guys take this as an offering and see your city level, you can get a really holistic idea of what people are spending on and, you know, where they're going. So yeah, those are recent offers.
Josh.
So if we had put in our budget for more than 50, and we wanted to take advantage of some of the negotiated rates that you have for some of these projects, we just talk to the vendor, or we go through OpNex and Avenue to our extra funds beyond the 50,000 to use those same offerings?
Yes, so you can work with a publisher, let them know that you are a co-op participant, and that you will get the same rates. And yes, so if you have additional budget over the 50 and there's something else you want to do, you can still buy it. You can still do it as part of your program and get those more efficient rates in the program. You won't get that match from AOT.
Josh, you have a budget over 50,000.
The final thing also is, if you are a DMO who's in Maricopa County, you can actually get the negotiated rates through the program. We just don't match them. Sorry. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us.
Tell me what the weather is.